Introduction. Between 1870 and 1905, Mark Twain, Samuel L. Clemens, tried repeatedly and at long intervals to write or dictate his autobiography, always shelving the manuscript before he had made much progress. By 1905, he had accumulated some 30 or 40 of these false starts, manuscripts that were essentially experiments, drafts of episodes and chapters. Many of these have survived in the Mark Twain papers and two other libraries. To some of these manuscripts, he went so far as to assign chapter numbers that placed them early or late in a narrative which he never filled in, let alone completed. None dealt with more than brief snatches of his life story. He broke this pattern in January 1906 when he began almost daily dictations to a stenographer. He soon decided that these autobiographical dictations would form the bulk of what he would call the autobiography of Mark Twain. Within a few months, he reviewed his accumulation of false starts and decided which to incorporate into the newer dictation series and which to leave unpublished. By the time he had created more than 250 of these almost daily dictations and written a final chapter in December 1909 about the recent death of his daughter Jean, he had compiled more than 500,000 words. He declared the work done, but insisted that it should not be published in its entirety until 100 years after his death, which occurred less than 4 months later, on the 21st of April, 1910. This belated success with a project that had resisted completion for 35 years can be traced to two new conditions. First, he had at last found a skilled stenographer who was also a responsive audience, Josephine S. Hobby, which encouraged him to embrace dictation as the method of composition, something he had experimented with as early as 1885. Second, and just as important, dictating the text made it easier to follow a style of composition he had been drifting toward for at least 20 years. As he put it in June 1906, he had finally seen that the right way to do an autobiography was to start it at no particular time of your life, wander at your free will all over your life, talk only about the thing which interests you for the moment, drop it the moment its interest threatens to pale, and turn your talk upon the new and more interesting thing that has intruded itself into your mind meantime.